It's game time with the legends, sports legends, Hall of Famers, and much more. It's time for the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
It's showtime and time to talk sports. Good morning, everyone. The Naples All-Star Event Sports Show on Fox Sports Radio is now heard on both Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group serving Southwest Florida. We hope you're having a good day so far. This is the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show. I'm your host, Mike Bird, and our guest is Mr. Phil Chenier, ex-Washington Bullet, all-pro guard with the Bullets. And we're having part two of our show with Phil, talking a little bit about NBA, his career, and a whole lot more. Phil, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
Good to hear it. Phil, talk a little bit about the last time we left you last week. We were talking about your championship run, the championship loss. We didn't talk so much about the next year. You had championship glory at 78, but in 79, you lost against the Supersonics. Talk a little bit about that loss to the Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. The same two teams coming back and meeting a second time in the finals. I mean, we still had that terrific front line of Dandridge, Unsell, and Hayes. I missed most of the season. By now, Greavy is the starting guard with Tommy Henderson. Still had Larry Wright and CJ. Mitch Kupchak was there. And as we get down towards the latter part of the season, I didn't start playing until probably March, maybe April. So I was very late to coming back in to play. And I had my surgery September 1st, 78. So now I'm just getting back into the swing of things, but Greavy had an injury, Bob Dandridge had an injury, Wes Unsell had an injury, Kupchak, I think he got hurt or missed a lot of the season. So when we ended up meeting them, we were not at full strength. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Seattle because they had a terrific three-guard combo backcourt of Freddie Brown, Gus Williams, and Dennis Johnson. Of course, they had Sikma in the middle. They had J.J. They had a very good team. Lenny Wilkins was the coach. You know, they beat us 4-1. And so it was disappointing more so for me because, like you said, I didn't experience that on-the-floor experience of the championship year the year before because I was injured. So now I'm back in the finals with the team, and we're not able to get it done. So it was just very disappointing. You know, that's all I can say about that. Walk away and consider yourself getting ready for next year. The following year is when I played up through December. I actually came into training camp, got hurt again, one of those hamstring injuries. So I think in December or November sometime, that's when I got traded to Indiana.
You did get a chance to come back home, though, and finish your career in California, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Start your career in California and end your career in California.
Yeah. Actually, ended up having a second surgery because when I was in Indiana, my back went out again that required a second surgery. So I'm off another almost a full year. I come back towards the end of the next season. And I get a call from Al Addles, and they want me to come out there and see if I can play. So they signed me to a couple of 10-day contracts. And while I'm playing that contract, I tear a hamstring. So, you know, again, my body is just breaking down every time. It seems like every time I got on the floor, my body was breaking down some kind of way, hamstring, ankle, back. So, and I played out there. I think I played about 11 or 12 games with the Warriors. Came out the following year to try out, but did not make the team. And that was my last experience.
And that was it. You went from there to, in retirement, becoming a broadcaster. Well, before I talk a little bit about you being a broadcaster, you had a very interesting experience between being let go by your last team and becoming a broadcaster. You were the director of the Family Life Center for the Boys and Girls Club in Greater Washington. Talk a little bit about that experience.
For about 10 to 12 months after that experience of, not making the Warriors, I kind of had to find myself, had to figure out what I wanted to do, find some motivation. And I took some classes over at Howard Community College and started to take some computer classes and, tried to get my mojo going, as they might say. It wasn't long that I got a call from somebody that Archie Avedisian was the guy that headed up the Boys and Girls Club in Washington, in Greater Washington. And they had a new club that was going to open up in Northwest in the Shaw District. And it was going to be one of the new ones and a new concept because it was going to be combined with the Shiloh Baptist Church. They asked me and I accepted the job and I was director of that facility, youth programming. It was interesting. I met some great people at Shiloh, at the Family Life Center, which was a new concept that tried to provide outreach to youth. And like I said, we provided the programming there. And so I was there for about 5 years, I think it was. It was there that I met one Mike Bird, who decided to come over and play basketball. I think you had you were with the radio station and we were going to have games there. What constantly happened was we were not able to have the game because they had some kind of function downstairs. And when they had the banquet downstairs, they didn't do the insulation right. So they could always hear the ball bouncing. So our basketball activity was very limited. And we started a great gymnastic program. We had a couple of guys that volunteered their time and started a real good gymnastic program there at Shiloh Baptist Church. So that was a great experience. But like you said, I started getting opportunities to do games. James Brown, who obviously we all know as a great commentator of football.
That's right.
But a lot of people don't know that he was a high school All-American out of D.C. Went to DeMatha. And he went on to go to Harvard. And when I was at Cal, we played against Harvard in a tournament. And, we hit it off well. We became friends and maintained that friendship. At one point when I was at the Boys and Girls Club, JV called me and said, hey, look, I'm doing some of these bullet games, but also I'm doing these college games for the black colleges. I may have some times where they overlap and I need you to do some of the college games. Can you do that for me? I said, I don't know. I've never done any broadcasting. You'd be great. So I was teamed up with Charlie Neal, great announcer. And to this day, he got me started on that path. And I filled in a couple games the first year. And then the next year, I ended up doing about 6 or 7 games. And by the third year, JB was pretty much doing completely pro games. So I did a lot more. And that called for you being away a little bit from the Boys and Girls Club. So now this was starting to create a little bit of a division there. So I had to make some choices. And then, of course, the following year, the Bullets were starting a cable network, which was Home Team Sports.
Home Team Sports.
And Wes Unseld was the general manager by this time. And he was the one that got me to, allowed me, I should say, to start broadcasting with very little experience. So I started off with Mel Proctor. And actually, it was Johnny Holiday. Johnny, I'll think of it in a minute. He does the games for the Giants, baseball, San Francisco Giants now.
Okay.
But he did the games that first year, and then Mel Proctor came in, and we started working together. We worked together for about 10 years until Buck came in. Each year, we were doing more and more games. And I never saw this part of employment coming in. It just was something that, I enjoyed being around basketball. And then with the chance to do bullet games and do pro games, while I was watching the games, NBA games on TV, more and more of the games were being televised. So it just seemed like a natural marriage.
And for those in our listening audience, because this is being broadcast mainly in Southwest Florida, Buck, as Phil referred to, is the great Steve Buckhance, who is known far and wide as being one of the best play-by-play guys in just about any sport, but specifically was Phil's sidekick. How long was he your sidekick in the NBA?
Over 20 years.
20 years.
He did games. Yeah, we did. He actually did the play-by-play a couple more years after me, and he got in 23, 24 years. So, yeah, we worked together over 20 years.
This is the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. Our guest today, Mr. Phil Chenier, All-Pro guard with the Washington Bullets. And his number 45 hangs in the rafters at the Capital One Bank Arena in downtown Washington. And we're talking a little bit of NBA. We'll be back. We've got to pay a few bills. So you stay right where you are. We're coming right back.
Hall of Fame athletes exclusively here in Naples, Florida. It's only on the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
This commercial timeout brought to you by the Alamo Gun Range of Naples.
Welcome to the Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Are you a first-time shooter with a lot of questions and need training? The Alamo Gun Range of Naples is here for you. With our clean, comfortable, and relaxing atmosphere and a staff that's certified and trained to provide you with the answers and training you need to get started, you'll feel right at home. The Alamo Gun Range of Naples. Naples' premier indoor gun range and firearms superstore. AlamoRange.com.
Need to secure a loan for purchase or refinance? Call Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team of Cross Country Mortgage. Lauren Maxwell is a trusted name in Naples with over 35 years of lending experience. She has been recognized as the number one female loan originator in the state for the past 2 years. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor, Lauren can help secure the right loan to suit your needs. Contact Lauren Maxwell and the Maxwell Mortgage Team. They're located at 9130 Galleria Court, Suite 101, Naples. Call Lauren Maxwell at 239-596-0500 or visit www.maxwellmortgageloans.com. The Maxwell Mortgage Team is a proud sponsor of the Naples All-Star Events Legends 4 at the Hilton Hotel in Naples. Lauren Maxwell, NMLS number 331415, Maxwell Mortgage Branch number 1770104, and Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS number 3027, an equal housing lender. Make sure to visit MaxwellMortgageLoans.com.
You never know when the could hit the fan, but when it does, call this man. Sunwest Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Patriot broadcast here at Seat to Table. You never know when your pipes get backed up, so we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to answer that emergency call. Because when you're clogged up, all you want is relief. We are located in beautiful, free Naples, Florida. We service both residential and commercial properties from Marco Island all the way up to Fort Myers. Remember, Sunwest is the best because we know our shit.
Do you know what CCIM stands for? It stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member. It means that you are in the top 1% in the field of commercial realtors in the nation. CCIM Dan Barrell of Keller Williams Commercial can handle all types of commercial real estate, whether you're an investor, a tenant, or looking for something for your personal use. Retail, medical, industrial, office, restaurant, hospitality, and land. Call Dan at 239-850-2185 for your free consultation.
Coming to the stage in Bonita January 29th, Ireland's musical ambassador, the famous Phil Coulter, with Geraldine Brannigan. Then on February 5th, international Irish superstar Dr. Ronan Tynan. Buy tickets now before they sell out. The stage in Bonita.
Sports fans, Boston fans, and fans of the Boston Celtics, Kevin McHale is coming to Naples.
Meet and greet one of the greatest power forwards in the history of basketball at Legends 4, brought to you by Naples All-Star Events. Monday, March 27th at the Naples Hilton on 41. This is your opportunity to get up close and personal to Kevin McHale, one of the all-time Celtic greats. Other Hall of Famers appearing are Dave Bing of the Detroit Pistons, Bobby Dandridge of the Milwaukee Bucks and Washington Bullets, and Naples' favorite son, Rick Barry of the Golden State Warriors. Get your tickets now at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet Hall of Famers Kevin McHale, Dave Bing, Bobby Dandridge, and Florida's own Rick Barry. Brought to you by the Maxwell Mortgage Group and top realtor of Southwest Florida, Pat Dearborn. Tickets are going fast. Don't miss it. Go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com for your Legends 4 tickets today. Known for bringing sports legends to Southwest Florida, here's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
the sports show that talks to the legends. It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. I'm Mike Bird, airing both Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Fox Sports Radio. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group, serving Southwest Florida. Our guest, the great one, Mr. Phil Chenier, a retired All-Pro with the Washington Bullets. And Phil, I read in a magazine back some time ago, an old Washingtonian magazine, which was and is a staple of many readers in the Washington area, that once upon a time, you were the best paid athlete in the Washington area. And if you were looking at your stats, and if you converted those stats to today's money, you would be worth probably about easily $25 to $30 million a year. Do you ever think about that?
Not until now. No, the other way of looking at it is if I was born 10 years earlier, I'd be worth about $12,000 a year. So it's not worth giving a lot of time to. The salaries are supposed to go up all the time. And thank God that's been the case, that this league, this game has been strong and gotten stronger. And you've got talented players. Like I said, when I first came to the league, you had maybe out of the 82 games, maybe 20, 25 of the games were televised. But now every game is televised locally, many of them regional, quite a few of them nationally. So, of course, you've got the league pass that people can tune in from anywhere and pick the games they want to see. So, but that's what's supposed to happen. The game is supposed to grow, and hopefully in 25, 30 years. I can tell you, Mike, you and I have had this conversation before. When I was paid back then, which seemed like a lot of money, people said, wow, they're making as much as a president. What's going to happen? All these salaries are going to stop. The salaries have never stopped growing.
They never stopped.
And even when the salary, I remember 3 or 4 years ago, what was the guard that was with Memphis, and his dad was in track. He's with Utah now. I can't think of his name. And he signed a $30 million contract.
Mike Conley.
And everybody thought, this is just mind-boggling. 30. And granted, he wasn't even really an all-star. He was perfect for that team.
He'd never gone to an all-star game.
Right, right.
Never went to an all-star game.
But they had to keep him. They wanted to keep him. We're talking about 3 years later, we're talking about guys making $50 million.
But Phil, I'm looking at your stats. 40. I understand. But Phil, I'm looking at your stats. You averaged 17 points a game throughout your career, 3 rebounds, almost 4 rebounds a game throughout your career, 3 assists throughout your career per game, and you shot 81% from the free throw line. Shot a little bit better than that in playoff time. So that means that your game got better in crunch time than it did during the regular season. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you really got to look at that and say, wow, if I had been born just a little bit later, 5 years later, 10 years later, I'd be worth so much more money. You can't help but think about that.
Well, again, I don't know what good it's going to do. The other thing to think about, if we're going to look at it from that perspective, we also have to look at the advancements that have been made. You got guys, you're talking about, everybody's using the term the GOAT now. It's LeBron, it's this person. And obviously, we remember Michael Jordan. Everybody said, well, he was GOAT. Well, I remember being a kid in Berkeley, 10, 12 years old, and Jerry West and Oscar Robertson were hands down the best in the league. And I thought they were the GOATs of basketball. So all of that has to be put in perspective, both the salary, the talent. I mean, look at somebody like Bradley Beal. I went over there and happened to see him practice the other day. This brother is chiseled. I told him, you might hurt somebody out there. I mean, not an ounce of fat on him. And the guy weighs 205 to 210. I weighed 180 at best, and he's every bit as quick as I was, if not quicker. So you're talking about somebody that's 30, 35 pounds heavier than me, and able to move quickly. So you have to, but I would think that I would have access to some of the resources because this guy's working out year round. He goes out to LA, he's working year round. All these guys, most of these players have personal trainers that they work with and they are fit year round. So all those things, you got to put that into perspective. The salaries, the talent, skill level, and even the resources that they have in terms of medical resources, even though it seems like there's more injuries now. I don't remember plantar fasciitis being talked about when I played, but it's a thing that you hear quite frequently now with right. players.
You went from being a great player to being a retired player to then being a broadcaster. Talk about your relationship with the great Steve Buckhantz, play-by-play man extraordinaire with the Washington Bullets, and some of the highs that you had over your 20-plus year career with him and being a broadcaster with the Washington Bullets and then the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was great for me to stay around the game because the transition from playing to not playing was significant. So if I'm broadcasting, I'm still in that circle. About midway, about in my 10th or 11th year of broadcasting, that's when the team started to gradually turn over and fly charter flights as opposed to commercial flights, which we always did. And then the hotels they stay in are second to none. So, you know, and I'm tagging along with the team, staying in the same hotels, traveling with them.
And it's a pretty good lifestyle.
Oh, it's a great lifestyle. Great lifestyle. Nobody can argue that. All of that was a part of it. Having great experiences, particularly with Buck, we would spend time during the offseason. We'd come down to Florida a couple of times with our good friend Schaefer and play golf. You've been a part of that and, you know, had fun. So, I mean, we were doing things together in the offseason. So that just made our bond that much tighter. So when we were doing games, we were thinking alike. We were on the same page. He knew what I liked in a player. He knew what I liked in teams. I knew the same thing about him. It made for a very good broadcast. And there were a number of times, I mean, probably the pinnacle that we always talk about and we remember is that game 5 of the Chicago playoffs. The series was 2-2. Washington was up by about 5. Chicago with less than a minute. And Chicago scored 6 straight. I think Pargo hit a 3. Somebody made a couple free throws. And next thing you know, Washington is down 1 with about 5-6 seconds to go. Gilbert Arenas hits the game-winning shot and is a beautiful shot. You had Tyson Chandler, Heinrich, both trying to defend him, but just a beautiful form. And he nails the shot. And the call was spectacular by Buck, but it was an exciting moment. But we've had a bunch of games that I've been excited about because I knew while we were doing the game, it was a tight game, it was a close game, and we were on the same page. And we pretty much defined what to expect from each of these teams, because that's what you're trying to do. Just like a player, you're looking at tendencies, you're looking at strengths, you're looking at weaknesses, things that you can exploit your opponents on, and things that you can overpower them with your strengths. So, and we would define these things, and then throughout the course of the game, they would show up. Our directors and our producers would be right on it. And you'd come away saying, it was a real good broadcast. We covered all the bases. We gave the information. We did it in a clear, concise way. And I don't think anybody is going to come away not knowing what we were trying to share with them.
We've got 2 minutes before our next break, but your number 45 was hung to the rafters. I had the good fortune, along with my wife and my business partner up in the Washington, D.C. area, and 19,000 of your best friends witnessed your number being raised to the rafters. Tell our listening audience what it's like and what that feeling was like to have your number retired.
It's a culmination of everything that you've done from day one, from the first day you picked up a basketball to the days you were practicing out of the park to the days you were playing in high school, coaches working with you, coaches chastising you, being recruited, meeting new teammates, learning how to work with them. coming to a new team like Baltimore. And probably the greatest thrill I had was the fact that I went up there in the rafters. Everybody up there that's there, I played with those guys. And I consider them still to this day friends. You had Elvin Hayes, you had Wes, you had Earl, you had Gus. All of them, good friends, mentors, people that I could point to each one and say, without them, something would be lacking in terms of my experience as a professional. So that's probably what I'm proudest of, and the fact that I was able to share it mostly with my family.
The Naples All-Star Event Sports Show, bringing legends like the great Phil Chenier to Southwest Florida. We're going to pay a few bills. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more with Phil Chenier.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show with your host, Mike Bird.
This commercial timeout brought to you by the Floormeisters of Naples. Just keeping it real.
Floormeisters of Naples, family owned and operated, specializing in wood, Cortec carpet and tile. Huge in-stock selection, great pricing, licensed and insured. 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit them today at floormeisters.com or call them at 239-596-4964. That's the Floormeisters of Naples, just keeping it real.
Proud to honor the best of Collier County's youth athletics, it's the National Football Foundation. The National Football Foundation supports and celebrates extraordinary academic achievement along with outstanding competitive football performances and community services of Collier County High School senior football players. Stop by the website and learn more at nffcollier.com. That's nffcollier.com, the National Football Foundation of Collier County.
Are you a small business owner and employee turnover and management keep you up at night? If you answered yes, HR by Karen is here to help you with recruitment, retention, and training. Call HR by Karen today to provide HR solutions for your business at 239-776-5919 or visit our website at hrbykaren.com. You can't spell heart without HR. Let's crush it together.
The Bonita Springs YMCA is where individuals thrive and communities come together. Enjoy pickleball, fitness center, outdoor heated pool, and much more. Visit the Bonita Springs YMCA today and pay nothing to join when you join in January 2023. Call 239-221-7560. Also, don't miss the Bonita Springs YMCA's exclusive Y Cook Interactive Dinner prepared by the talented executive chef at Michael's on East. It's March 1st and tables are limited. Call 239-221-7560 to register or visit www.ymcaswfl.org. The Bonita Springs YMCA.
Coming to the stage in Bonita, January 29th, Ireland's musical ambassador, the famous Phil Coulter with Geraldine Brannigan. Then on February 5th, international Irish superstar, Dr. Ronan Tynan. Buy tickets now before they sell out. The stage in Bonita.
Sports fans, Boston fans, and fans of the Boston Celtics, Kevin McHale is coming to Naples.
Meet and greet one of the greatest power forwards in the history of basketball at Legends 4, brought to you by Naples All-Star Events. Monday, March 27th at the Naples Hilton on 41. This is your opportunity to get up close and personal to Kevin McHale, one of the all-time Celtic greats. Other Hall of Famers appearing are Dave Bing of the Detroit Pistons, Bobby Dandridge of the Milwaukee Bucks and Washington Bullets, and Naples' favorite son, Rick Barry of the Golden State Warriors. Get your tickets now at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet Hall of Famers Kevin McHale, Dave Bing, Bobby Dandridge, and Florida's own Rick Barry. Brought to you by the Maxwell Mortgage Group and top realtor of Southwest Florida, Pat Dearborn. Tickets are going fast. Don't miss it. Go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com for your Legends 4 tickets today. It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group serving Southwest Florida. The Naples All-Star Event Sports Show is back with Phil Chenier. Phil, All-Pro with the Baltimore / Washington Bullets, longtime announcer for the Bullets and the Wizards, And we're talking everything NBA this morning. And Phil, before the break, we talked a little bit about your number 45 being retired. I would be remiss if we didn't at least mention not so much the current owner, everyone knows Ted Leonsis, but the past owner, Abe Pollin. What was Abe Pollin like as an owner and as a confidant and as a friend to one Bill Chenier?
Yeah, I think you have to say Abe and Irene Pollin. Both of them played a very significant role. First of all, I mean, he was a guy that ultimately drafted me. My understanding is it was rather reluctant because he had never heard of me, but he did. But once you're in the family with Abe Pollin, I mean, he's 150% behind you and he's with you. He's a great owner to have. I think about those days. Periodically, he would bring the team up to his house. He used to do this thing that we all loved during the playoffs. He'd pull out a game and said, okay, you win this game, I'll split the house with you. So we'd pick up a couple of dollars there. He was, and then of course, he was owner of the team when I started the broadcast. And he was very supportive in that aspect. So from beginning all the way up to the point that he passed away, he was always supportive and always a friend to me. You know, I'll never forget his input and his impact on my life.
It was said that Abe Pollin had, if he could have three former ball players as sons, his sons would be Wes Unseld, Phil Chenier, and Bob Ferry. Talk a little bit about your relationship with Bob Ferry.
Well, again, Bob Ferry went out there and he told me this story years later. He actually came out to California. I think it was the Kodak Classic. I think it was that was a tournament in San Francisco. He came out to look at Charlie Johnson and Jackie, I think he said, but particularly Charlie Johnson. It's interesting that years later, when I did get hurt, they go back out there and they actually pull Charlie Johnson out. And Charlie played a significant role in that championship in 78. But again, he came out to see Charlie. He evidently was really impressed with my play. And he went back and talked about it. And then he saw, evidently, some of my play at the Pan American camp. At that point, he started the banter of, hey, let's draft this guy because we're probably not going to get a very high selection in the draft the following year. This is a chance to get somebody that we think has the quality and the talent to play in this league. And I think he ran up against some resistance, but eventually he convinced them, Jerry Sachs and Abe Pollin, Dave Osnos, those were some of the managing partners. He convinced them to take a shot at me. So again, Bob Ferry's one forever I'll be grateful for.
Toughest player you ever played against in the NBA?
There's so many.
Okay, give us first three.
First one comes to mind is Pete Maravich. And then right after him is Earl Monroe. Walt Frazier's got to be listed in there. But I think I said earlier in the broadcast, the guy that gave me as much trouble as anybody was Phil Smith with Golden State. And he's from San Francisco. Randy Smith was tough. Randy Smith, one of the fastest players I've ever seen. JoJo White. Tiny Archibald. Every night, Fred Brown. Gus Williams, every night you're going against somebody that if you're not on top of your game, not only can beat you, but embarrass you. So you better have your A game. You better come ready to play. That's what made the NBA so exciting. You couldn't rest on what you had done the night before. Austin Carr, just the list goes on and on. And sometimes players I get the best of, I've told this story before. I went down to, we played New Orleans one year. That's when Pete was playing with New Orleans. He's the guy I got to guard. That's the guy, because, I mean, size-wise, we're about the same. He ended up with 50 that game.
He had no weaknesses, right?
Offensively, no. Not really. He could handle the ball. He had great range. Probably if you were to say that he had a weakness, he was overconfident in his offense. I think at times he tried to do too much. And he could eventually be, you know, forced into some tough shots. I tell people he and Earl are guys that would embarrass you sometimes, not because they were trying to embarrass you, but because that's what the play called for. I know you've seen the video of Pete throwing the ball, making a pass between the legs of an opponent. Yep. And you've seen Earl spin on somebody and leave them flat footed. They're not doing this to say, oh, I'm a clown, this guy. No, that's their way of beating this person in front of them. Like I said, you better bring your A game. But this particular game, Pete ended up with 50. And then about a week later, they came to our place and I got 44, 43, 44 on him. I always say that each night is a different night. You may have gotten me last night, but I can turn the corner. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Let's talk about that for a little bit, Phil. Your career scoring record was what? Against Portland, I believe it was.
How I had 53. Did you have Yeah, 53.
What's it like? What is that like? 53 points. What was that like?
I could, and keep in mind, there were no 3-point shots then. These were, and I think I went to the line. I remember what I shot 22 for 31. So I missed 9 shots out of 31. And these were, I think, almost all jumpers. Actually, yeah, 22, because I had 9 free throws. You know, it was a night nobody could stop me. They started off with, I think Rick Adelman started off. Larry Steele was their defensive noted player. Couldn't do anything with me. They put Jeff Petrie on me a minute. They even ended up putting Sidney Wicks on me for a little while. But I'm quicker than him. I can get around. It was my night. There's nothing they could do with me. Even the last play, Gene had pulled me out for a minute to get a blow. And the lead, I think, got down to about 4 or 5. And he put me back in, and we got the lead to a comfortable place. So somebody shot a free throw. Wes grabbed it, and he was signaling for me to go down. I didn't know, because they don't put the scores up like they do now. So I knew I had a lot of points. I didn't know how many. He kept signaling for it, and then he threw a pass, a lead pass. So I took the ball, dribbled down, and I pulled up for a shot and made it. That was 52 and 53. You know, they didn't have 3-point shots because it was a pretty long shot. And, you know, that's why I get upset when team players get upset when somebody is trying to score at the end of a game. Well, if you don't want them to score, then stop them. If you can't stop them, then don't tell me not to try to score. That's what we do as offensive players. Players nowadays, if the game's over, they say, oh, well, don't do anything. That's disrespectful. I mean, was it disrespectful the first 50 points that I got? That's what I'm supposed to try and do. And if you don't.
Well, if I'm a defensive player trying to guard you and you're smoking me the whole game, yes, you're being disrespectful by giving me 50 points or 53 points in this case. I'm being facetious, well, but.
You're being facetious, huh?
Who was in the league? Who was the person that you had the most trouble against?
Phil Smith comes to mind. He guarded me well. He was my size. He was very aggressive. And Don Chaney was another one who played
Boston Celtics.
Boston. Yeah. Paul Westfall. There were times
the late Paul would Westfall. Give me trouble.
Yeah.
Again, a guy that could do it all offensively, too.
Yeah, he could. Probably didn't get enough credit defensively, but yeah, very good player. And of course, we played against each other in college because he went to USC.
Teams that you hated to play against because you knew you were going to be in a battle all night long. What team comes to mind?
Probably Boston.
Why?
New York, especially those early New York games because. And like I said, we played them 7 or 8 times in the regular season, usually played them a couple times in the preseason, and then we were pitted against them in the playoffs. We were seeing so much of them, and it wasn't just Earl and Clyde, but they had Bradley, they had DeBuscher, they had Phil Jackson, Dean Memminger, Henry Bibby. Of course, they had Lucas and Big Willis.
Willis Reed,
and they played a physical game. They would come out at you. Those are two teams. Boston was the same way. They get at me. Havlicek, Don Chaney, even JoJo. I mean, they and then they loved to get up and down, so you had to be able to get back in transition. They were in our conference, so we saw them a lot more than we did the teams on the West Coast.
And we're talking to all-pro Mr. Phil Chenier of the Washington Bullets. His number hangs from the Raptors of the Capital One Arena, number 45. And when we come back from the break, we will talk about today's stars and what Phil does and does not like about today's NBA. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
Running a business can be overwhelming when trying to do everything. TLC Marketing and Creative Services is here to help. They're a full-service marketing boutique. They'll take care of all your branding needs, including ads, branding, logos, social media websites, SEO, blogs, graphics, events, and much more. They become an extension of your team. Every business needs a little TLC. Give them a call today at no cost. 239-405-8115.
Realtor Patrick Dearborn with John R. Wood Properties is the official realtor for all Patriots here in Southwest Florida, a.k.a. Freedom Town, USA. Call Patrick Dearborn and his all-star team today, 239-877-4340, and let them help you navigate the current market successfully. Investors, second homeowners, full-time home, condo, or commercial, Patrick Dearborn is the go-to agent. Proud veteran of the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne. Big heart, big patriot. Call Patrick Dearborn today, 239-877-4340.
Coming to the States in Bonita, January 29th, Ireland's musical ambassador, the famous Phil Coulter, with Geraldine Brannigan. Then on February 5th, international Irish superstar, Dr. Ronan Tynan. Buy tickets now before they sell out. The stage in Bonita.
Vicente of London is the premier cigar lounge and retailer in Naples, Florida. Vicente is stocked with premium cigars and accessories from some of the most esteemed makers, including Davidoff, Zeno, Padron, Avo, Rocky Patel, Perdomo, Plasencia, and many more. Vicente is the perfect place to enjoy a cigar and more, whether inside our lounge, at the bar, or on our relaxing outside patio. Open 7 days a week, featuring live entertainment on Friday nights, NFL ticket, and Major League Baseball. Remember the name Vicente of London, Naples' premier cigar lounge and retailer.
Are you in the market for an expert insurance agent that will handle your claims in a prompt and professional manner? Then look no more. Corey Small is the agent for you. The Corey Small Agency, a division of Farmers Insurance, takes pride in giving the personal touch. Corey is a relationship agent who loves helping people protect what's important in life. Corey is a family man, a Naples resident with over 6 years as an owner. His motto is, "Every person is more than a number." Corey can handle all your insurance needs, like home, auto, boat, business, life, and motorcycle. Call the Corey Small Agency today at 239-919-8991 or visit the Corey Small Agency at insurancebycorey.com. In Southwest Florida, you need an expert to deal with all your insurance needs. Call the Corey Small Insurance Agency today. You'll be glad you did. The Corey Small Insurance Company is a division of Farmers Insurance.
Sports fans, Boston fans, and fans of the Boston Celtics, Kevin McHale is coming to Naples.
Meet and greet one of the greatest power forwards in the history of basketball at Legends 4, brought to you by Naples All-Star Events. Monday, March 27th at the Naples Hilton on 41. This is your opportunity to get up close and personal to Kevin McHale, one of the all-time Celtic greats. Other Hall of Famers appearing are Dave Bing of the Detroit Pistons, Bobby Dandridge of the Milwaukee Bucks and Washington Bullets, and Naples' favorite son, Rick Barry of the Golden State Warriors. Get your tickets now at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet Hall of Famers Kevin McHale, Dave Bing, Bobby Dandridge, and Florida's own Rick Barry. Brought to you by the Maxwell Mortgage Group and top realtor of Southwest Florida, Pat Dearborn. Tickets are going fast. Don't miss it. Go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com for your Legends 4 tickets today. It's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show with Mike Bird.
We are back. The Naples All-Star Events Sports Show rolls on with all pro and my friend, Mr. Phil Chenier. Phil, rapid fire questions here, buddy. What do you not like about today's NBA?
I don't like the fact that the guys can do so much faking and pretending like they're getting fouled and falling all out, the bunny hop step where they're stepping back and taking two or three steps to get behind the three-point line. Now, I've gotten adjusted to the three-point shot. That took me a while, but I've gotten adjusted to it, and I have nothing but respect for all these players that are shooting the ball, many of them shooting 4, 5, 6 feet behind the three-point line, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry. Hell, even Bradley Beal is doing that with the Wizards, so these guys have tremendous range, and I just tip my hat to them for doing that. But when they start falling down, acting like they got fouled and doing that bunny hop to step back and take a three, that bothers me a little bit. And the fact that they don't allow defenders to defend. If there's any kind of contact, they're calling it against the defender. I mean, these guys are too talented for you not to be able to touch them a little bit to guard them.
What do you like about today's NBA?
Well, like I said, I've gotten used to the three-point shot and the way it keeps the game close. I really enjoyed the way when they were all healthy and they were playing, especially with Kevin Durant. I love those Golden State teams because they played the game. The ball was moving, and it kind of reminded me of the Chicago Bulls game. And I love the way they played with that triangle offense, because I always tell people there's not a lot you can do defensively, because you have the weak side action of the two players, and then you have the triangle on the other side setting up, and players are moving off of there. And if nothing else, you're always going to get an isolation. And if you have an isolation with somebody like Michael Jordan, you're going to be in trouble. So, but the Warriors were able to do something similar to that. They were able to get isolations, particularly with Steph Curry. Love the way he plays. But, you know, you've got Draymond Green, who moves the ball around well. Of course, Kevin Durant is just an amazing athlete. Klay Thompson. And again, this is when they were healthy. That's what I really enjoyed watching. I like Denver style over the last couple of years. Denver's been very much like that, the ball movement, the team oriented. And you know what I like, Mike? I like the fact that some of these players have elevated their game. You didn't know a Jamal Murray. You didn't know a Jokic before 2 years ago. So it's not like they're a team that's started to win and started to play really good basketball, and you took note. So it just goes to show that if you're on a winning team, if you're being productive on a winning team, you're going to get noticed.
Who's your favorite player currently in the NBA?
Oh, man. He gets a lot of critic, and he's one of the players I'll criticize, but I still have to say LeBron James is a terrific, amazing, terrific's not good enough, amazing, phenomenal player. And the fact that he can do so many things out there is truly amazing. I enjoy Kawhi Leonard. He's been hurt a lot over the last 3 or 4 years. But when he gets going, he's been kind of amazing too. But right now, I still go with LeBron. Obviously, Steph Curry is fun to watch.
You're a pro, a world champion, a man who has had his number retired and played at the very highest level. I'm a layperson, and there are millions of us in the country. If you're talking to us, what are two things that you would want to convey to the layperson about professional sports and about the NBA? What is it that we don't know that we need to know about professional sports and the NBA?
You know, Mike, that's a very good question. I'm surprised that you asked such a good question, really, but it is a very good question.
I'm a graduate of Marquette University. I'm supposed to ask those kinds of questions.
It really is a good question, though, because I think what I'd like to say is that people need to understand that these players put their heart and soul into playing these games. And even though you think they may be dogging it, or because they're not making the shots, or because they're not moving as fast as they did in the first quarter, but they're putting their heart and soul into the game. And then after a game, a tough loss, I think it's very important for these players to mentally and emotionally come down from that high before they get into a discussion, because that's when a lot of problems happen. Players say things that they really don't mean, or say things out of the frustration and the bitterness of a loss. So, I want fans to know that these players are human beings, that they have feelings, that they get disappointed in a loss, especially in a critical game or playoff game. That's tough to swallow. I just can't imagine anybody going out there playing and not being disappointed with a loss. Some players will show it differently, but deep down inside, regardless of how they show it to the public, it's hurtful, and it can strike a blow to their ego, to their confidence. And I think that's the other thing that's important to understand is we all have periods when we're very confident. We're sky high in confidence, but we also have some moments when we're not. Everybody's not a Kobe Bryant. And I'd be willing to bet that if Kobe were to really be truthful, there were times when, I don't want to say he doubted himself, but there were times when he was a little less than confident about his play. Not to say that he can't come back and improve in those areas. That's what drove him. So that's what made him the player that he was, because he would go back and practice those things that he failed at. But obviously he wasn't pleased with what he was able to put out there on the floor, even in a winning cause. I got the impression that Kobe was a perfectionist. I didn't know him personally, but like you said, being in that moment, being on that platform, I know that from night to night, like for me, going against Walt Frazier, or Earl Monroe, or Tiny Archibald, or Pete Maravich, Jerry West, going against all these guys, sometimes you're going to get the best of them, and sometimes they're going to get the best of you. It depends on how you respond to that. You can't allow that to affect your confidence. You have to go out there and feel like the next play is going to be the play that you are the successor.
Phil, we've got 2 minutes left in the show, and thank you. This has been absolutely phenomenal for me to have you as a guest on our show. Do you have any regrets in your career, whether it be grade school, high school, college, or pro? Any regrets in your career?
In terms of schooling, I really wish that I had been, I think I had the capability of being a better student. And by that, I mean a more rounded student, taking classes that maybe open my eyes to other things, maybe learn a couple of languages, things like that. In terms of basketball, I think about that year that I missed. Obviously, it was out of my hands, but that was an experience that I just won't be able to get back. And being out there on the floor, and when that final buzzer goes off and saying, we did this. Now, my teammates did it. I was a part of that team, but being injured just leaves a little bit of emptiness. I have to look at it this way. There are a lot of players that have never played in an NBA championship game. There are a lot of players that have never played in the playoffs of an NBA game. There's a lot of people that have never played in the NBA period. So you've got to count your blessings where you can, smell the roses, and understand that, you know, everything wasn't meant for everybody. You have goals, you try and achieve them, but then all you can say is, I did my best.
The Naples All-Star Event Sports Show concludes on that note. Phil, you were a tremendous player, a tremendous champion, and you're a tremendous friend. I love you, brother. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show. I'm sure that our listeners really appreciate it and got so much value and information from you. I really appreciate you taking the time to be a guest on our show.
I hope so, Mike. You and I go back, close to 40 years now, and we've been in a lot of circles together, some good, some not so good, but we've been through it together. You know, you're a friend for life. I love you too.
That's it. We're going to wrap it up. We will see you right here at 105.9 Fox Sports. Today's show brought to you in part by the Maxwell Mortgage Team and the Pat Dearborn Group, serving Southwest Florida. Here's hoping the rest of your day is legendary.
It's the Naples All-Star Event Sports Show. Your host, Mike Bird. Be sure to join us next week as we sit down with another sports legend, exclusively for you to enjoy as we hear the stories, the drive, the determination behind the legendary athletes of our time. It's the Naples All-Star Events Sports Show.
You've accomplished much in life. You want the very best, and that may include high-end art for your home or office. Look no further than Balanced Images. Balanced Images specializes in high-end aluminum art created just for you. The mission is to create one-of-a-kind art that brings a client's passion to life with a simple but yet bold approach. See them on the web at balancedimages.com or call Alessia Marcine at 804-301-5212. That's 804-301-5212 for one-of-a-kind art pieces designed with you and only you in mind. There is only one, Balanced Images.
Mark and Amanda Finning with the Finning Team, powered by Keller Williams Sports and Entertainment, seek to assist you with your future property investment nationwide. The Finning Team provides the knowledge and expertise to help you in your real estate needs with a strong network of professionals and access to a variety of resources. This helps to search or market your property effectively, meticulously, and privately. Call the Finning Team now at 239-920-1848. That's 239-920-1848. The Finning Team.
When it comes to promotional products in Southwest Florida, you can trust the good people of Swag World. With so many companies offering promotional products, it's hard to know who to trust. Will they get the logo right? Will they deliver on time? Is the price correct? Well, you can trust the people of Swag World. Their number one priority is to make you and your organization shine. Their success is your success. Call them for a consultation today. The number is 877-260-0002. That's 877-260-0002. Their success is your success. Swag World, number one in Southwest Florida. And remember, when it comes to promotional products, you can trust the good people of Swag World.
Sports fans, Boston fans, and fans of the Boston Celtics, Kevin McHale is coming to Naples.
Meet and greet one of the greatest power forwards in the history of basketball at Legends 4, brought to you by Naples All-Star Events. Monday, March 27th at the Naples Hilton on 41. This is your opportunity to get up close and personal to Kevin McHale, one of the all-time Celtic greats. Other Hall of Famers appearing are Dave Bing of the Detroit Pistons, Bobby Dandridge of the Milwaukee Bucks and Washington Bullets, and Naples' favorite son, Rick Barry of the Golden State Warriors. Get your tickets now at NaplesAllStarEvents.com. That's NaplesAllStarEvents.com. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet Hall of Famers Kevin McHale, Dave Bing, Bobby Dandridge, and Florida's own Rick Barry. Brought to you by the Maxwell Mortgage Group and top realtor of Southwest Florida, Pat Dearborn. Tickets are going fast. Don't miss it. Go to NaplesAllStarEvents.com for your Legends 4 tickets today.